Be cool.
Yeah. Okay, so how do you feel about the draft win today, or the draft workout?
I thought it went well. We all had great individual performances. You know, just getting used to the altitude, to the breathing, to, you know, hydrating yourself when you're out here, because you sweat a lot, and it's important to stay hydrated pretty much. So, all in all, I think the workout went pretty well. We all had a great time. We all worked hard, and I think we all performed well.
Throughout your workouts the past few days, what kinds of things do you feel like you need to work on to get ready for the NBA?
Definitely my ball handling, driving to the basket from, you know, every area on the court. Also, just my defense, and along with every other thing. But I definitely think those are the main two things I need to focus on as I go to these workouts.
What would it mean to work with some of the elite players, Carlos Boozer and D-Will, in the NBA draft back to your career?
I mean, it'd be great, you know, if Boozer decides to come back, you know. It'd definitely be great to have him as a mentor, you know, have him as a figure that I could look up to, you know, and have him teach me. And same with all the coaches around here, and especially Williams, you know, probably one of the best point guards in the league. You know, and he's able to pass and score. And Utah is a great organization, a great basketball team. And for myself to be a part of that organization, I know that I can only go up and go far in life.
Just having a taste in the workouts, the pre-draft workouts, what's the biggest difference between college ball and pro ball so far that you've noticed, if you've noticed anything?
Basically just being spread out on the court. You know, the main thing in college is you can camp out in the lane. A lot of teams do that, and in the NBA you can't do that. You have a three-second call, so that's something I've definitely noticed going to these workouts is us being spaced out in the workouts, the coaching staff having us spaced out in the workouts and not letting us stay in the paint.
How many swear words does Jerry Sloan use when addressing you?
Zero.
Come on, man.